Today, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Francis de Sales, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 3, verses 13 to 19. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. As I was reading today's gospel passage, a seemingly insignificant line jumped out at me. It comes after Jesus summons those whom he wanted. It says, "And they came to him." So Jesus called the 12 that he wanted to be his apostles, and they came to him. Well, Jesus calls us every day. He's constantly reaching out to us. Do we go to him when he calls? Do we even know when and how he calls us? In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells us that he calls us through and is found in those who need help with the basics of life, like food, water, clothing, refuge. He's found in those who are sick and in need of our compassion and care, those who are imprisoned, especially those found there by oppression. Do we recognize Jesus in these people? Do we hear his call through these people? Do we go to him through these people? Hopefully we do, because Jesus made it clear on many occasions that it is in people such as these that he may be found and that he may be served.